It really is my pleasure to be here and to be here, to be in this beautiful, beautiful Dharma space, this meditation space, yoga and meditation. It's almost hard to believe in some way because we've been talking about it for so long and coming all the way from California, it seems a long way. And now I'm here with all of you. So it's great to see so many people. So many people came this evening. We didn't know. We kept taking the pillows away, making it smaller, thinking not many people will come. And then we had to keep putting more pillows out and more chairs out. So it's really, really nice to see all of you. And the people from the retreat, people who we've just had, as Asta said, we've had these days together. The retreat ended on the solstice morning, Sunday morning. And even though there was very little sun during the retreat, on the last morning when we went out to meet each other because it was in silence, and when we went out and had a chance to talk to each other, the sun was very bright and very warm, hot, which was great, great to feel that. And some people said it was the warmest day so far of the summer. So it felt like a kind of celebration of our days together, which we, Asta and I, decided was that we made history. It was a historical day because I think it's the very first insight meditation retreat, silent insight meditation retreat with a guest teacher from someplace to put on a retreat in Iceland. So we're very, very happy to have that begin. Now I said begin, which means maybe it will continue. maybe we've started something. We'll see. But it's really, really good to see so many people who are on the retreat coming. Because for the people who were on the retreat, because it's really the 5 days of really going deep into the silence and into the meditation and the teachings, and then going back out into the more busyness of the life, it's really good to come back after a couple of days and then touch down again, kind of touch down into the silence, into the community, the group of friends. And we're going to do some meditation together too. So, you know, coming back into the meditation and touching again that inner silence and that inner stillness is a really good thing. And for all of us who have meditation practice, have meditation in our life, it's just good to come together as a group and to just take time for some quiet time and meditation time. So we're going to do some meditation together. So, but I also, just to say before we begin, it just feels like this room, you know, I know it's a relatively new place now. I was seeing all the photographs as it was being made and all the real effort that went into building this space for the yoga and meditation. And it feels also like we are making some blessing of this space this evening as well, with the beautiful music and kirtan and our meditation energy in this space, all of us here together. It really collects the good energy in the space and really blesses the space. So I feel that we are all participating in that this evening, and it feels so good to for all of us to be here this evening. I'm so happy. So what we'll do this evening is we'll take some time for some meditation, and I'll give some instruction, and then we'll just have a little stretch, and then I'll give some talks, some teachings, and see if there's any questions or conversation that wants to happen as well. And we'll just go like that, you know, maybe for another hour together, because it's But although with the light now, I think the summer light, I think people go quite late into the... so it's not like we have to get to bed or anything. But, but we'll see how the evening goes. So for those of you who have been meditating, if you know, getting into a meditation posture, for those who maybe aren't so familiar with the meditation, finding a way to sit so that you can be comfortable in your body. And I would like to for us to meditate for 30 minutes, for a half hour, so that we really have some good silent time here in this space together. So finding a way to be comfortable. And if possible, to have your back relatively upright. If you're in one of the chairs that lean back, maybe make your back a little bit straighter. You can push your lower back into the chair, but maybe have your back a little bit straighter so you're not just leaning too far back, because it can create some tiredness if you do that. So to sit somewhat upright. Also, in sitting upright, it opens this chest area. And as the chest is open, it allows for the breath to flow more openly and evenly. So we want to open the chest, keeping the belly soft, so we're not holding in the belly area too tightly. So the breathing can flow through the nose, down into the lungs, even perhaps feeling the breath, feeling the belly, if it's possible, to have the breath go all the way down and then back up again and out. So beginning with just bringing some attention to your body. Let your shoulders relax. Sometimes we hold a lot of tension in the shoulders. So just noticing if your shoulders are tight in any way, and just maybe you can even move the shoulders a little, shake the shoulders a little bit, just to shake any tension out of the shoulders, the arms and the hands, so that your upper body feels open and flexible, moving, so you're not rigid. You don't want to be rigid as you're sitting. This allows for the breathing to flow evenly, naturally. If you feel comfortable with your eyes closed, that's fine, but you can also have your eyes open. Whatever is comfortable. If your eyes are open, just looking down in front of you a little bit without looking at anything in particular, just a soft focus, so that the awareness is in the body. And as you feel and sense your body, perhaps you will notice your breathing. And without controlling your breath, don't want to control the breath here. It's not like yoga breathing or controlled breathing. This is a meditation for awareness. Awareness means that we simply pay attention. We simply notice what's happening. Just notice what's happening. We can begin with the breathing as a way to help to focus the awareness, the attention. Because sometimes we find that our minds are quite active, quite busy. And we can get caught up in our thinking and not be paying attention at all. So if you notice that you're thinking, you notice that your mind is busy, then you can direct your attention to your breath and your body. Feeling, sensing the sensations of your breath as you breathe in and as you breathe out. You might feel the expansion of your chest and the contraction of your chest as you breathe in and breathe out. Let your awareness settle into your body. Feeling your body, sensing your body, here in this present moment, you're simply knowing where you are, knowing that you're sitting in this room. You may be hearing sounds, hearing the sound of my voice, hearing the sounds of the from the outside of the room, mechanical sounds. Not pushing anything away. Simply noticing just what's here. Awareness of breath, awareness of body, awareness of sounds, awareness of thoughts arising and passing, arising and passing. And our job is to pay attention, to be present for all that comes and goes in the landscape of our mind.